The Hannah Duston State Historic Memorial Site in Boscawen will keep its name for now. Republican State Representative Gene Sharon of Chester has withdrawn a bill that would have changed the name of the site to the Contoocook Island State Historic Site. Backers said a new name would have dampened the controversy around Duston, who killed and scalped as many as a dozen Native Americans while escaping captivity in 1697. Kathleen Ronain has been reporting on this debate for the Concord Monitor, and she joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, who was pushing to change the name of this monument and why?
This really came from the Bureau of Historic Sites at the state. It's within Parks and Recreation, and it's been in the works for a few years now. Ben Wilson is the director, and he really wanted to clean up the site and also change the name to the Contoocook Island State Historic Site, thinking that it might take away some of the controversy that usually surrounds that site, given the Duston story. He was also working with the Commission on Native American Affairs. That island was the home for many Abenaki people, and they wanted it not to be remembered just for Hannah Duston, but also talking about their life there and what they did there and how they lived there. Contoocook Island was its original name. Contoocook is an Abenaki word, I learned, that means place of the butternut trees. Some of the Abenaki people were excited to have that name restored and be a word from their language.
When this bill came into the legislature, what were the local representatives in the Boscawen area saying about it?
Well, they were surprised by it, as were people from the Boscawen Historical Society. They hadn't heard anything about it. It's really an important piece of their town history, and they felt, one, there was no need to sanitize that history by attempting to change the name and remove the controversy. And also, there are different views of Hannah Duston and her story. Is she a model of the strength of American women, or is she someone who committed this gruesome act? And they didn't want the name to be changed and to kind of rip away from that discussion and their view of Hannah. And also, I remember I was talking with the chairman of the Historical Society, and he said, if we change it to Contoocook Island, people aren't going to know what's there. They're not going to understand it. If it's called Hannah Duston, we know what it's about.
And then it turned out that the debate notwithstanding, this wasn't going to go forward at all. What happened?
Ben Wilson at the state, as well as some people from Boscawen, did a little bit more research, and they learned the town of Boscawen actually owns most of the land. The state does own a small portion. They own like a sliver by the Merrimack River, on the side of the Merrimack River, and the right-of-way along the railroad tracks that lead to the island, but they don't own enough of it to be able to legally change its name, so they decided to stop pursuing that part. But the plans to clean up the site is still something that is going to move forward.
What are they looking to do aside from merely cleaning up? Is there going to be a different presentation of the story of Hannah Duston and the Abenaki people and what went on there?
Yes. Right now, aside from the statue itself and some poems that are engraved on it, there really isn't much information about the story at all. So if you don't know who Hannah is and you don't know the story, you might not even really have a clue what this is about. Ben's original vision was to get kind of large signage, something in front of the Duston Memorial where members of the Duston family who live around the area were going to do a write-up about her story. The Commission on Native American Affairs, they were going to do a write-up about the Abenaki history there. There were going to be write-ups about the railroad, about the rivers, about Boscawen town history. So this would be a larger historical site.
Kathleen Ronain, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You can find a link to Kathleen Ronain's reporting on this site for the Concord Monitor at nhpr.org.